الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن لربكم عز وجل في أيام دهركم نفحات فتعرضوا لها لعل أحدكم أن تصيبه نفحة فلا يشقى بعدها أبدا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. This beautiful poem, mashallah, with Maah Siyam, the month of Ramadan, and one of the very many things which were explained, that this month of Ramadan, you keep roza, then Allah Ta'ala, it comes in the hadith, Allah increases the risk of a mu'min in the month of Ramadan. And we see when the poorest people, the people of Gaza also, you see their dastarkhan, though you see all the crushed buildings, etc., but all of them having that iftari, Allah sends better iftari. And just let us reflect, when this is here, on Qiyamah's day, under the arsh of Allah, the dastarkhan that will be spread. And that will be for those people who kept their roza for Allah Ta'ala, the first roza, and they will be there, and the roza of Allah, we can't imagine. Yes, you enjoyed it roast, you enjoyed it samosa, you enjoyed it pie, and now you are full, you still want to eat, your eyes are big, your mouth is wide open, but no place in the stomach. One person who overeats was always a glutton, king, basha, he eats so much. So once he ate so much, as we say, right till yet, till your throat is full. So he called the Hakim now to treat him to digest the food. The Hakim came and gave him some powder to put the powder and drink water. It will digest your food. So he says, you stupid. You, your father was a Hakim, also stupid. Your grandfather also Hakim, stupid. All of them. If I ate plates, I should put another samosa. Give me something like I can rub on my stomach. And in my mouth, if I can, I'll put another pie in my mouth. So that is how we are. For Qiyamah Day, you can eat and eat. No toilet there will be. In Jannah, no toilet. The food would get digested in the form of ether which we didn't smell in this world. Such perfume will come out from the poor body, then the food will get digested in there. one belch at the car a person will take, and not with the sour taste and sour smell that he has, or with the car comes out with. And that also we must be careful sometimes when we have our iftari a bit too heavy and many things, and then we rush, we are here for Maghrib. And while making namaz, that one belch comes out, and it's got this sour, more than sour milk, the very sour smell it has got. And you don't smell it, the one next to you smells it. And then he feels offended, but no real problem. After hardly half a minute, he'll take off one belch. And now you'll get yours, if we sell again, you'll have to smell what yours is, your own you couldn't smell, but you'll get it from him. So we shouldn't overeat, but on Jannat, on the Qiyamah day, under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And the other thing is, we from there we will see the people who are in Hisab Kitab. Some will be drowning in the sweat of the guna, some right up to the ankle, some to the knee, some to the waist, some right to the throat, some will be completely drowned in the sweat of the guna, with the heat that will be there. And yeah, they are sitting and enjoying having their wonderful meal. So Allah give us tawfiq to keep our roza, and this fazilat is for those who keep the roza of the month of Ramadan, and that we make them roza, which are classified by Allah as roza, not that we just stay hungry. As it comes clearly in the hadith, many people only stay hungry in Ramadan. They didn't keep roza. Roza is supposed to give us taqwa. So if we're keeping our roza and taqwa, what is taqwa? The fear of Allah. And which kind of fear of Allah? Not the fear that we have like of a dog we are frightened, or of a snake that we are frightened, but the fear that Allah favors us so much on us. To explain that so easy, what Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, when he was tempted and seduced by Zulaikha, he said that, Rabbi ahsana matwaya. How can I do such a thing? My Rabb, either he is referring to Yusuf, to Aziz al-Misr, or to Allah Ta'ala directly. He's so good to me, how can I disobey him? That is that taqwa. That in the view of the favors of Allah which are pouring down upon us every second, now how can I still disobey Allah? Somebody who showers you with all kinds of presents, and he gives you what amnesty he gives you, he's so good to you, and you go and disobey him. That is that taqwa. That how can I disobey Allah? When Allah is so kind, so merciful, for example, as we are sitting now, the namas of Allah, outward namas, oxygen we are having, and our mind never goes, and perhaps none of us will make actual shukr, Ya Allah, shukr you gave me this oxygen. 1 minute if there isn't oxygen, what will happen? We all will just die immediately. And then not only the oxygen, the machinery, to take the oxygen, the lungs, people who got lung problem and who can't breathe properly, how lot of difficulty they are in. So it takes in, and then again, not only to take in the oxygen, but to pump out the carbon dioxide. If all that carbon dioxide has to stay in our body, what will happen? If it has to be here with us, Allah Ta'ala has made such chimney that we are all in a moment, we are without realizing, and this we didn't have to go to school to learn to breathe in and breathe out. And for our health, we didn't have to become doctors, that how to breathe in and breathe out. Every creation of Allah, plants are breathing in and breathing out. The whole weather conditions of the world, summer and winter, is the breathing in and breathing out all the time. Allah has kept the system for everyone. And it's happening unconsciously. We're not aware of it. And without it, we won't exist for one moment. What namas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this carbon dioxide, like Allah has made columns to support the eye, lam tarawnaha, but you don't see them. Allah has made them, but you don't see them. They are there. We can't see them. And other different tafsir of that. In the same way, all the chimneys for everyone Allah has made. All the carbon dioxide is just going away, but we don't see everyone is walking with the chimney next to him. If everyone was such a from our nose or pipe connected and a chimney to going with the chimney everywhere, how should we look and how should we manage the matter? Allah made it, but we don't make shukr. And then, not only that, one person of Karachi who had to go for some treatment to Europe, America, many, many years ago, when he came back, his family came and fetched him at the airport, and they started speaking to you, how are you? But he couldn't speak, so he made like this, with his tongue in his mouth. I have to say the words, because the ladies are hearing. They don't know what I mean by this. He made like this. So with his tongue facing his mouth, he meant that I want water. So they gave him water. He took out the tablet from his pocket, put it in his mouth. He drank the water. He said, now I can speak. And when I went, I didn't have this problem. And many times, those who go to hospitals for treatment, they come back with more problems. The hospital is the place that teaches you, you must have a hygiene and cleanliness, and how many people pick up the bug at the hospital. And all, hospital is the place which is known in Urdu, Shifa Khan, which gives you Shifa. But every mortuary in a town is with the hospital. Because most people who die are dying or it's supposed to be Shifa Khana. Whoever comes in, they get Shifa and go out. But so many people die, they have the mortuary there at the hospital. So anyway, so he said that I didn't have this bimari with me. But now my spit dries up. And who will regard spit as a enamel of Allah? Saliva, spit. Without the spit, we'll never digest our food also. Spit is absolutely necessary to mix with the food, and then we digest it. We won't be able to speak a word. Without spit, our tongues will be not tongue-tied. It becomes hard, like especially a diabetic, and in Rosa when he can't have water, etc., then his tongue becomes stuff. He can't move it, he can't do anything. And what is all this that is keeping this in order? Spit. And spit is the thing we regard it as, like we got a fight with somebody, we spit in his face. That's a bad thing. Or we spit on the ground. Bad thing that. But the spit without it, and who makes shukr? Who of us are aware that we have got this namat, which we are using? Everyone, animals are using this. Human beings, believers, atheists, antagonists, everyone are using this namat of Allah, but which of the favors of Allah would you deny? Some people, they say this is a, as far as balaghat is concerned, what is it in English? Balaghat? Eloquence. Eloquence is concerned, why so much repetition? From 31 times, so repetition is used for two occasions. One is when a person is stubborn, busy. He just doesn't want to understand, no matter how you have to. So you have to repeat and tell him. You have to repeat. If the fault is not of the one who is repeating, the fault is that you are so stubborn. Your skull is, you are so thick skull. Simple logic, simple arguments just don't want to penetrate your mind. Which of your dynamics of your Allah would you deny? The other is that when a person is disobedient continuously, your child, now he did this, next before that is cleaned up, that messing me, he doesn't do something else. Before that is finished, he going to do something else. Then you tell him, how much must I tolerate you? How much must I tolerate you? These people who are all the time, who don't believe in Allah, they are living every moment in the disobedience of Allah. What a splendid life of a mu'min. Even if he's not making namazes, he's not appreciating that much, but he's a mu'min, he's a iman is there. All the time is iman, no matter how weak it might be, but that iman is shirk and kufr and atheism of these people, which is all the time it is with them. There's one drop of iman is far superior than all that. And they can have all the buildings of the world, the fun of the world. They can be enjoying the best health, all the best food they can be having. But compared to this person who has got Iman, what is the damage of Iman? And then if we are making our namazes and making the effort, we can't reach there. But we're making the effort to make what is called a namaz. Rozas that are called rozas, and those who are, mashallah, they are those friends who even to this extent they appreciate, that they express their appreciation also. That now we know what is Ramadan, what is this. So when a person comes to know this great values and treasure, this Maah is Priyam, it is the day of roza in the day, and it is Mia Maah is Priyam, at night to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person gets the enjoyment of standing in front of Allah, and then Allah Ta'ala gives him the tawfiq, keeps him awake, and is engaged in the dhikr, in the ibadat of Allah, what a month Allah Ta'ala has given us. And the fruit of it we will see really on Qiyamah day. Then we will appreciate. Like a person, it comes in the hadith Sharif, if you mutti on namaz, generally also it has come, and particular asr reference is also made. Then it is like you have lost your family and your wealth. And yeah, perhaps the customer just comes in asr that. Now he's going to buy for 50 rand, 500 rand. And for that you must your jamaat namaz. Or you must your whole namaz also. Your namaz becomes qaza. According to the world, you go home, you see my family is intact all that day. You check the money, what you took for the day, the business you made, you took it home, it's there. Nothing is destroyed. So you think that hadith say that life, your family and your wealth is destroyed. But when we go in the qabr, we will see that nuksan of that, like the harm is more greater than your whole family getting destroyed. Allah give us qadr of one hukam of Allah Ta'ala. When we think we can get away with just a lie, and quickly a whole big story we can put it one side. Or we just give a bribe together with our license, traffic cop stop us, and we just put a 50-100 rand note and we give it. And one friend of us said, he saw the drop, pop stopped him and then, and he said, I know he wants a bribe now. So I looked in my wallet, there were only 100, I said, too much for a bribe. 20 rand also is too much. And they get happy with that also. Now what is your duty which you have to do, and with the small bribe, and it causes corruption, and me and you are the cause of this corruption. Because we give those bribes, we are causing the corruption. If we stop giving those bribes, then they will also understand. And how many cases our friends have reported where they didn't give the bribes and they let them go, whatever it is. And even if you have to pay your fine, what is it after all? You have to pay your fine, you pay. You did wrong, pay for it. If you did wrong. But as somebody said, to pay our zakat, we don't have a problem. To give zakat, charity, sadaqah, we don't have a problem. But to pay a fine is very hard. To pay your taxes is very hard. You try and evade taxes as much as you can. You try and evade paying fines as much as you can. Though you are spending in other forms. Anyway, so Allah Ta'ala give us topic of appreciating this great, great month. This is the month that it will come once in a year. Only one, and it's a guest that has come to us. And a guest, like some of our friends, I have my iftari here, they bring some, they came as guests here, but they bring in from Buskar something and they offering me here. I should be offering them. Ramzan is a guest like that. We should be entertaining Ramadan. Ramzan comes with all the gifts here, and in order to distribute it, and not like Father Christmas that gives some toy or some other thing. Ramzan comes to give us the gift of Ruhaniyat, that gives us the gift of Quran Sharif, Shahr Ramadan, Alladhi Unzila Fihi Quran. What a great gift of Quran Sharif. Allah let us make Qadr. There is no kitab like the Quran Sharif. All the books of the world, even all our dini books, all the Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, all the great, great kitab, and what are the other books of medicine and law and psychology and geography, everything together cannot compare with one ayat of the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif is a treasure, but for the treasure is there, it's kept. But who will get it who go to the treasure? If they somebody hears announcement made in the Darul, some money is being given out. So you rush here where? There is a specific place you have to go to. From there it's given out. So this is the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif also revealed in the month of Ramadan. What a blessed month this is. This is great, great Quran Sharif. There is no kitab. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, when Ramadan should approach, should pick up the Quran Sharif. He says now everything else is closed. Now only tilawat of Quran Sharif. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, month of Ramadan comes, everything else is stopped now. And otherwise, he was meant for istimbat of masala, to take out masala. And that was their joy. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in a dream, asked Imam Abu Hanifa, that where did you take out this masala from? That is, that after two rakats of namaz, a person, he must get up for the third rakat, if he's reading four rakats. But if he said more, then he must make this bad sahur, to the extent of Allahumma, whatever the details are. So from where did you take out this masala? So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi explained from your hadith that if you keep on sitting, you are sitting like on amber, on coal, fire. So you must get up quickly. So from there, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so pleased and said, oh, what how you made this istimbat. And Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, or Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, when he went as a guest, one night from one ayat of the Quran, he took out 100 masala. His daughter heard his father saying, a very great alim is coming, very pious alim. So they prepared food, the best they could, and they prepared his room, and for his wudu, lota, everything, water ready. In the morning they found he didn't make a wudu. And he went for fajr. He said, such a great alim, and food, all the food he ate. He didn't leave anything, he ate everything. And then he was out for wudu, he went for fajr. All night he was sleeping. When they told my gods, they were complaining. That I told them a very big molestap is coming. And the big molestap, he ate up all the food, and no tahajjud, no namaz at night. And he went for namaz, fajr without wudu. He says that food, the anwarat that were there, I don't just get this now, every now and then. Rarely I get it. And I wasn't eating the food that anwarat I was eating. And the purpose of it, one ayat, 100 masalas I took out from one ayat. I didn't sleep one wink the whole night. There was no need for me to make wudu again. So this is what Imam like that, Imam Abu Hanifa, but Ramzan, only Quran Sharif. All our elders, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mu'adh Zakariya, a man of our time now. But Ramzan, Quran Sharif, one way. Allah give us tawfiq. Each one now thinks, today is the 8th of Ramadan. Where am I with my Quran tilawat? Minimum I should be in 8th Supar. I should have gone, mashallah, there are many who have already made how many khatams already, alhamdulillah. But nobody should be behind 8 supara. In fact, covered up the one. By now, we should have covered up the one. So that if Ramadan is 29, our khatam can be made. But please make effort not only on us, our house people, our children, whoever it is, there must be nobody who hasn't reached 8, 9 suparas already by now. We must be there. That's the very, very, very minimum. And Allah give us tawfiq to read also Quran Sharif. If we are not hafiz, read it and create virtues for those who read Quran Sharif. Just for the reading of the Quran Sharif, a person, the parents will be given crowns to wear, which will have their brilliance more than the sun. And if the sun, it will be in your own home. You can't imagine the effulgence, the nur. And this comparison is made with the nur and the effulgence of the sun, not the heat that you feel so hot and uncomfortable, not with that great effulgence. And the parents will be shocked Why are we given this honor? We were like ordinary people. We were not Alims, we were not Hafiz, anything. Because of your son reading the Quran. Not because we came happy. Because he reads the Quran Sharif. But remember one condition comes in all this hadith, which unfortunately we who have to make bayan, we skip out this condition. And he acts upon it. وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهِ وَأَخَلَّ حَلَالًا وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامًا. But that we leave that out. We only explain that all is hinged on the on practicing on the Quran. That effort must be made. So if a person just reads the Quran, Nazra, and that also we should say how many of us are reading. In Ramadan, how much are we reading? Out of Ramadan, how much are we reading Quran Sharif? And it should be a daily common practice. Morning, ana al-layl wa ana al-nahar, we should be reading Quran Sharif. Either the meaning, morning and night we should be reading. Or whole day we should be reading. Try and read. So easy to be among those people who read the Quran Sharif day and night. Every namaz time, just read one two rukun. Read about the sufara. And you'll be among those people who read Quran Sharif whole day. And what are the great virtues of that person. And so easy to do it every namaz time. Just, and so many other good things will come. Be in the masjid by azan time. After azan, make our sunnah. Now between sunnah and farz, you've got enough time to read your Quran Sharif. You can read your quarter supara easily, comfortably. And maghrib time, try and come earlier. Or after maghrib, read. And if not, there are four namazes, four quarters. One supara is done easily for every person. So, and try and read according to the Islamic day. So we know our Islam, what day, Islamic day it is also. And the month that is going to be 29, just cover up your one supara. And then you know the Islamic days also. Allah give us tawfiq. So this month is to keep roza. Kutiba alaykum usriyam. And kutiba alaykum usriyam, rozas have been made farz on you. Ulama has written, ulama has baati. The ulama who don't just see the outward of the Quran Sharif, the outward of Sharia, but the inside. And that is a great thing which Allah blesses many ordinary people also with. How much we are devoted to deen, Allah blesses you with that inner meaning, Allah, and that comes from Allah Ta'ala. And then you understand, you get that conviction on the laws of Allah, which sometimes many learned people, they know the laws thoroughly, but they haven't got conviction. A doctor knows thoroughly how bad smoking is, but he can't help it, he's a smoker. A doctor knows how terrible drugs are, but he's a drug addict himself. He's also on drugs. So, a person knows everything, but that is from a gift from Allah. And many ordinary people, they don't smoke. They know the harms of it. They don't know any of the harms of what damage causes to the lungs, etc. The doctor will show you properly what damage it causes to your lungs, to your health, etc. Everything, but still he's a smoker. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with that inner knowledge. So this ulama has written that this roza, kutiba alaykum usriyam, rozas have been made for us on every part of your body. And really when we will start keeping that roza, 1 month, 1 week is gone. But see how much have I kept roza of my eye. We are hearing about it all the time. And also about Ar-Rahman, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has mentioned 7 of his great favors in this world. And 8 great favors of Jannah, which are 15. 31 times Allah mentioned, Kabi Ayya Ala Irabbikuma Tukadribah. After the first Kabi Ayya Ala is the introduction, then 30 more times Allah says, which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? So 8 and 7 is 15. And all this ayat Allah is addressing jinn and men. So multiply 15 by 2, 30. So 30 times Allah Ta'ala is saying. Allah has explained of the harms of disobeying Allah of 8 in this life. And Jahannam and its punishment 7, that's also 15. And jinn and men multiplied by 2, 30. So how beautifully the Quran Sharif has explained. Jannat has got 8 doors, so 8 namas of Jannat are mentioned. Jahannam has got 7 doors, so 7 doors of Jahannam are mentioned. 8 and 7 is 15, and my for jinn and in, so multiplied by 2, you get your 30. So there is no repetition. The eloquence and the badawat of the Quran cannot be measured in any way whatsoever. Then in Surah Qamar, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلْذِكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ. Is there anyone who will pay attention, especially referring to the non-believer? Will they pay attention to the Quran Sharif? What the arguments of the Quran Sharif are? And what beautiful arguments, whoever, big doctor, mathematician, scientist, who have paid attention to one small bit of the Quran Sharif, they immediately accepted Islam. And they became the means of thousands of other people accepting Islam as well. There Allah mentioned that ayah 3 times because of the disobedience of the non-believer, not paying attention to the Quran Sharif. Even our disobedience, we don't pay attention, we don't ponder in the ayah of the Quran Sharif, what the Quran Sharif has got to say. So for guna, it's only one. When guna you make, one you get. So there are 3 ayahs, Allah only refers to it as one time. Neti, every neti, 10 times. So yes, vayi ala rabbikum atikarriman. So 30 times Allah mentioned. So the Quran Sharif is such a kitab that we can never ever fathom the wisdom of Allah. And in every aspect, the presentation of argument, hard fact, hal fa hal min muddakir. Quran Sharif is such a kitab, we have got it, but we are not benefiting from it. It should be said that a 90-year-old man in America invited one Ali for his Quran Hifz graduation. 90-year-old man. So this is how, whatever age I am, I must become happy. I must become an Ali. I must know the secrets of the Quran. I must be intrigued by the Quran. What the Quran Sharif has got. But we just don't pay any attention. One lady who came in Jamaat many few years ago, Pakistani Jamaat, she was handicapped. She had a stroke and her head was just lying one way. She had become an alima in that condition. And while she was here, while doing Jamaat, she was becoming hafiza. So what excuse we got? Well, we can talk properly, we can hear properly, we can do everything. And a person who makes niyat of becoming a hafiz, and you just carry on, learn one ayat in a month, one ayat in a year, but just be learning all the time. And for that, many of us whose Quran is weak, and we our door was not made, or we made it and we forgot it, just keep on learning. You will be counted among those who are learning. You will be ranked as a hafiz by Allah Ta'ala. So easy Allah has made it. Why do we still deprive ourselves? So anyway, see how much we have kept roza from the eyes. How much is that consciousness in me? And the eyes, if we are in Ramadan, those who are in i'tikaf, we hardly see any wrong outwardly. Then whether if we have our phones still secretly and we are still watching, or with the eyes, we are imagining, seeing pictures. And when we go to sleep, how sad it is, how many people can't sleep until they don't fantasize. And they first set aside themselves, start fantasizing of something, and then they go and sleep. And you sleep in, and very, very sad, may Allah protect us. If a person has to fall asleep with the phone, and he was looking at filth and dirt, and he fell asleep in that condition. And if they found, we came to wake us up, we passed away. And he checked our phone, what was the last thing you were watching, and you were in that condition. One is a person who reads Kalima in sleep, who reads Ayatul Kursi. As soon as you read Ayatul Kursi, you are in the protection of Allah Ta'ala. That place is in the protection of Allah Ta'ala. No harm can be caused. But we didn't read Ayatul Kursi, we didn't read Surah Fatiha, we didn't read Surah Kafirun, Al-Kafirun, and we were in just, all we were fantasizing. So how much are we controlling our inner eyes? And the inner eyes are more stronger than the outward eyes. the perception, understanding which Allah فَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا, that they will have hearts in which they will have akal, brain. The scientists were having a lot of objections about this ayat of the Quran Sharif. Tell us, very recently, that 50, less than 50 years ago, they realized that the heart has also got a brain in it. Just like our shin, the place between the ankle and the knee, there is also a muscle which pumps like the heart pumps. And for that also an exercise that it pumps blood, then it pumps in the whole body properly. And that is a very simple exercise. While doing some other work, you're reading even Tasbih, or even Quran Sharif, not the idea. But whatever work we are doing, any other work, put your legs on the floor and lift the front of the legs with the toes up and down, up and down, up and down. For about 60, 70 times, just a minute or two, 1.5 minutes. And that activates that muscle, that heart of the which is in the leg, and it starts pumping and it saves the person of lot of other harm. May Allah give us tawfiq. There are so many things of practical things that we can do very easily and of great, great benefit. Then the roza of the tongue. How much are we keeping roza? How much have we lessened our speech? And how much have we increased our time for Quran Sharif? One time, one boy was brought to Maulana Abdul Majid Naleem Sahib, the Rahmatullah Alayh, a South African boy, and they brought him, was a young boy, 7, 8 years, but he reads 3,000 times durood a day. So when they came and meet Hazrat, how are you? He said, all right. But the rest of the time, asked him, how you manage 3,000? He says, I only speak what is necessary. The rest I'm just reading durood Sharif. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we engage ourselves a lot of futile, unnecessary, la yani, all this will also go out of our lives. Then kill, lie, buhtan, false accusation, all these things easily will go. And whose mouth becomes pure, the nur which is in that mouth. Whose eyes become pure. From their eyes you can see, and not only Muslims, non-Muslims can see, that this person's eyes are different eyes. They make out also. From your aura around you, this is a different person. It's not an ordinary person. All this is up for grabs and up for taking. And in Ramadan, it comes in magnified way. Great state comes. And much more easier to take from in the month of Ramadan. Really, it is a month that we should appreciate every moment, every single moment of this month. Purify our eyes. And eyes which are dirty. Anyone can see this person has got dirty eyes. We can put surma, we can put eyelashes, we can do everything, but any person can see his eyes are dirty eyes. And one apa in a school, she referred to one Ali, telling the others that the way he looked at me with such dirty eyes that the seven oceans water can't purify his eyes. And don't think that you admiring somebody, you looking, they're appreciating, they hate you. We think that they also appreciate, but there are so many, though they might not look as really pious women in burqa and all covered, face covered, etc., but they hated how people would look at them. And we are guilty of this, whether you went to a shop and there was a lady serving you and she served you your goods, but the whole day now you're thinking about her. Or at night you fantasizing about her. Wherever it is, to keep the roza to purify our eyes. And then see what the benefit of this great month, what it has come to deliver to us. If a doctor comes to you and he treats every disease of yours and he makes sure you are completely tuned up properly, your service is done thoroughly. This is the month of Ramadan that has come to purify our minds, our heart, our ears, our eyes, our tongue, Every part of the body, the stomach, the whole body, so that you can have a perfect body for the rest of the year. Biologically, physically also, and spiritually also, emotionally also, in just this month that is there, which Allah has given us. But how much are we really taking from it? That today 8 rozas already, and how much have I taken of the month of Ramadan? And just counting days, the days will pass in any case. Whether we count them or we don't count them, they are going to pass. But the thing is, are we checking how much have I taken? That we are not checking. We are checking, and some got the Ramadan timetable on the fridge or wherever, and we bought a special that marker, pole, to scratch out every day's roza. And we make sure we scratch it out, that by mistake the roza mustn't come back. And I mustn't keep that roza, it must be completely wiped out. Right? But how much of the balance of the day am I taking benefit of? How much is that Ramadan coming into me? That when the month, when Eid will come, each one can engage at that time, that are we happy Ramadan is finished now, or are we sad? And not outwardly what we say, that, oh, what is outwardly, Ramadan is gone, but really from the heart. And which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if my ummah knew what was Ramadan, they would wish the whole year must be Ramadan. If a gift, a person who gives gifts like this, and what great gift, Ramadan is brought us to live in Jannah in this dunya already. When a person, all his organs are purified, eyes, ears, mind, heart are purified, you are living in Jannah here already. And Allah opens then such secrets to you, which nobody else knows. And Allah Ta'ala elevates your position, and you are living in Jannah here already. What great enjoyment. So this is the month that we keep the roza. We try and explain, not in detail, it's too impossible to go into the details of the roza of the eye, roza of the tongue, roza of the ears, and the mind, and the heart, that we keep all these things pure. And whoever has made effort on it, not just a matter of listening to the bayan. Bayan, we normally forget everything. The only thing we remember is some joke was made. That we will remember, and we'll go home and we will say the joke immediately. But the rest of the bayan, it is like you had a wonderful meal. And there was roast, there was chicken, there was lamb, there was everything there was. But just you go and speak about the one dessert only that you ate. And the rest of the things you don't even remember what you ate. Of course, we don't forget about our eating. But so just one little, and also the moral of the joke we also forget. A joke should not be just said for the sake of a joke. But there is a moral, just to make it easier, to make the people feel a bit lighter, and they get a bit fresh again. When you can see the grouping, and the attention is not there, one joke wakes them up. Unfortunately, an ayat won't wake us up. A hadith won't wake us up. But just one joke, then we are awake again. And we take some benefit. So Allah give us tawfiq to benefit from this great month, fully and thoroughly, every aspect of this month. And that we go closer and closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And as Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib said, live your life like Ramadan. That is, observe all the commands of Allah, and your Eid will come, your moth will come like Eid, and that happiness you will feel. And of course, as most of us are yet grown up, Eid is no more new shoes and new clothes. When we were small, that was Eid for us. That I'm going to wear this kind of shoes, I'm going to wear this kind, and if they were bought a week before Eid, and then you're explaining your friends all the time, you know, my new shoes are like this, and my jacket is like this, all those things. But now really, as they say, Al-Eid, Lays Al-Eid, Liman, Labas Al-Jadeed. Eid is not for those who wear new clothes. Al-Eid, Liman Khaf Al-Wa'eed, who the fear of the punishment in the Qabr on the day of Qiyamah. And if we can be blessed, and we have to be blessed, but at least one out of the fear of the Qabr. We don't think about it at all. We make dua just for our dunya's objective. Whatever thinks of our dunya, but dua for our akhlaq, that I must have the best of akhlaq. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says that as Allah distributes wealth and money, Allah distributes akhlaq also like that. So then think that Ya Allah, give me the best of akhlaq. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, he has but the best akhlaq. The person Allah will love the most on the day of Qiyamah, whose hisab kitab will go very easy, is the one who got best character, akhlaq. Not the one who got lot of ibadah, not the one who made lot of khidmat of deen, but the one who has got the best akhlaq. And the best akhlaq is that person who has got the best akhlaq in front of his wife. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and I treat my wife the best. Who could have akhlaq like Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said that yaghlibna kareema, that the women are such by their nature, they overpower a person who is soft-hearted, who is mild, who is kind, who is soft. وَيَقْلِبُهُنَّ لَئِيمٌ. And a person who is hard-hearted, who rules with the iron first, he overpowers the woman. So either you are overpowered because you are soft, timid, humble, kind, or you overpower because you are hard-hearted. You rule by the iron first. فَأَنَا أُحِبُّ. I love أَنْ أَكُونَ كَرِيمًا مَغْلُومًا. I must be kareem. It's no problem. People can say that in that house they spectacled government. And the women are ruling there. I don't mind what criticism they pass. But I must be kareem. I must be kind. So the best is the one who treats his wife the best. And that is the essence test of how we spend our Ramadan. On the day of Eid and after Eid, how we relate with our wives particularly. To show outside good akhlaq is very easy. At business, with our friends, we go in Jamaat, we go Khanqah, we go for Umrah, wherever. But at home, our true colors show out. What our true colors are. And a person who passes his test at home, that person has got their taqwa. That person. And where we have faltered, may ask for maaf. When Hazrat, our Shaykh, Hazrat Mu'ala Shaykh Hakim Akhtasa, Rahmatullah Ali, I think it was his first trip he came, maybe second or third, maybe, I think it was the first, he gave a talk in Jami Masjid. And he spoke about the rights of women. And so many things I didn't know. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave topics, I came home. Firstly, I gave her some money. Hazrat said, it's the right of a woman. You give her monthly some allowance in which you don't ask her where she's spending. If you give her for the groceries, for the housing, that you can see where did you spend the money, what happened. But give her some money that she, where she wants to spend. Her nephews, some, her nieces. A woman wouldn't be always that when I want to buy ice cream for the children, give me some money. I want to buy some chocolates, give me some money. She has her own money, she can spend freely. She can give. So that, and the other word, Hazrat expressed was to be kind and soft to the woman. And Hazrat explained one or two instances. One was that when Hazrat was in his previous place in Karachi, Nazimabad, a couple came there with their problems which happened between husband and wife. After Isha, he sat till 12 o'clock. But that man just did not budge. He just wanted to give his wife 6 children they had. And he just wanted to divorce her. And no reason he had. Like Allama of UK, Khalid Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he says one person also adamant now to give divorce. But why? No reason. Finally, what reason he took out? When she makes roti, she shakes, she moves. Now, you know, make roti, you have to move like that. Now, that's a reason. Can that be a reason? So he also had no reason whatsoever. And after 12 o'clock, he gave her talaq. And all what was in his mind, to marry a young 17-year-old girl. The woman came out from there with her 6 children, divorced. Where must she go? In most cases, by then, her parents have passed away. Brothers are living their lives, sisters, she can't become a burden to anyone. What could she do? Only look up to Allah. She went and Allah Ta'ala says that, وَنِيَ تَفَرَّقَ yuhnila kulla min saati. If there has to be a separation, don't think that what will happen to me. Allah will sort out everyone. Allah made the وَمَنْ يُحَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَجِبْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا. A person who makes hijrat in the world, you leave your guna. There were so many people, top doctors of the world, top scientists. Their earnings were so big. If I had pastors in the church who studied all and became a maulana in there, became a pastor, and he preached for 40 years and he's got the support of his community and they're all supporting him in every way. When the truth came, it was now a decision to cut out all this or must I make hijrat to Allah Ta'ala. And all that is cut off. All the favors, all the respect, all the honor, all your study. But those who made the decision and they went to the truth, Allah didn't leave them in the dirt. Allah gave them more than what they were getting before also. So we just have to make. So anyway, Allah sorted her out. But he married a 17-year-old girl. It wasn't 6 months and he was paralyzed. He laid on the bed and he couldn't do anything, urinating in the bed. Number two in the bed, she said, I didn't come for all this yet. I came for fun and enjoyment, to enjoy his money. I didn't come for all this. She packed up and she went away. He died in that condition. 2 years he lived with his urine on the bed, his stool on the bed, and he died in that condition. So make your right decisions in life. So our wives treat them properly. And that should be a grace. The husband says, be the person who wants to take a lesson, will take a lesson. And who treats his wife properly, Allah gives him very high, elevates his position. More than those people. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, should I not inform you people of a person whose position is more higher than that person who makes the whole night ibadah? Whole day he keeps roza every day. Whole day roza, whole night ibadah. Person's position is more higher. Please, Allah Rasul, do tell us. Is that person who has got ghina, who has got kindness, softness, who absorbs everything. Whatever anyone wants to tell them. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi saw two people fighting and the one telling the other, I'll swear you 10 times. The other one said, I'll swear you 100 times. Maulana went there, he said, swear me 1,000 times and I won't swear you 1 time also. You can swear me as much as you want to. They became friends again. So no matter what people do, and to take revenge is permitted in Islam. To fight for your rights, you are totally permitted. But to forgive the people who forgive, these people who fight for rights, they haven't got the slightest idea of what the sweetness of forgiveness is. The bitterness of taking revenge, that is in front of, the bitterness of taking revenge is in front of everyone. But the sweetness of forgiving, that is hardly in front of anyone. They don't know that high, lofty position of those people who overlook, who forgive, who don't even pass a remark for anything. They just are happy and they just make shukr on everything, who are called the mukhbitin in the Quran. Those people whose absorbers are very, very strong and they can absorb everything and anything from anyone, their position by Allah. Yeah, we will regard that person, the world will regard him like a, he doesn't know what's happening and he's a lost case. But by Allah, his position is very high. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So for this month of Ramadan, let us measure ourselves on a daily basis. How much am I getting this reality into my life? How much am I improving my roza? Wow. When we were small children, 8, 10 years, we wore size 2 shoes. Some still wear size 2 shoe now. Now you have need 7, 8, whatever the case might be. We can't keep that half roza which we were keeping that time. And we can't just keep a roza of just not eating, drinking, and satisfying our desires. We must keep a much more better roza now. And especially for our brothers who are connected with the Khanqah, who come to Bayan, who are sitting for i'tikaf, for us more we should be concerned that our rozas are becoming really that roza which Allah wants from us. One is we have the fans, everything. We have the fridge, you have the washing machine, and the iron, everything. But no current coming. Everything is there. And if the place looks also furnished properly, right, state of the art, the basis of everything, but no current coming. So we can have our namazas, our rozas, our zakat, everything, but no current flowing through it. Then it's just the outward forms of those things. And by Allah, reality is going to come, not just the outward form. So Allah, give us tawfiq that we make effort for this. And just repeat again what we mentioned in one of the majlis, that Sultan al-Awliya, Sheikh Nizamuddin Awliya, Rahmatullah Ali, not far from the Markaz, very near the Markaz, his dargah is there. One time he told one of his murid, very close, and who had made so much khidmat that his heart opened up to his murid. And like this happened, like the whole month, so to say, Allah's heart is opened up. Nafa'at in this, every split moment has got this nafa'at. And there are certain times Allah says, fi ayyami dahrikum, in the day, in the time of your day, there are certain nafa'at. Certain moments when the special attention of mine is, whatever you ask, whatever you want, I just give it at that time. And the month of Ramadan, the days are filled with it. The nights are filled with it. And the person who really realizes will really wish it must not be a 29-day Ramadan. It must be a 30-day Ramadan. He will really wish the whole year must be Ramadan. Because the whole month is filled with it. Every hour. And an hour has got 60 minutes. Every minute. And a minute has got 60 seconds. Every second. And seconds have been even broken down to a hundredth part of a second. How fast must that be? 1 second and hundredth part of a second. How fast? All that, the whole month is filled with all that nafaha. But the arradu laha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, right, take advantage of it. Avail yourself of it. Don't deprive yourself. How much we can take? So Allah Ta'ala is giving and giving in abundance in this month. It is for us for the taking. And so easy to take it. Deen has been made palatable, has been made enjoyable, has been made desirable. It's just a matter of the rest that is on the heart. Remove that with zikrullah, with the company of the pious and the salihin, with the sincere intention and the hardness of the heart, the blackness of the heart, the darkness of the heart, and the rest of the heart, and the ruthless unmindfulness which is on the heart, for terrible diseases of the heart, they will be all removed. And then see what sinks into the heart. And this is an occasion, next month this, we won't have this. We have to wait for a year, and we don't know whether we're going to see the next moment where Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi, the first righteous Khalifa, his hakim doctor told him, I'm afraid you have been poisoned and I don't think you're going to live long now. The poison has gone to every part of the body and your mort is imminent anytime. What he replied, he said, even if I wasn't given poison, or anyone who hasn't got poison, don't trust that he's also going to live. It's not poison that's going to kill you. If my mort is written the next moment, the next hour, my mort is going to come. Whether I have poison in my body, whether I've got heart problem, cancer problem, anything. When mort is written, one good friend of ours passed away of Azad. He had quite a few heart attacks. One lady told her mother he had 50 heart attacks. You don't die of a heart attack, he said you die of a mort attack. When mort is from Allah Ta'ala, then you die. Heart attack can't kill you. Cancer can't kill you. It is when Allah has decreed it, then mort will come. So how much are we improving? That is the important thing. We are counting the days that will finish. We are counting how many rakats of Taraweeh are left. We are counting minutes, etc. But count, see how much am I benefiting. Just like with zakat, when we give zakat, we see 2.5%. A person has got 100 million, so 2.5 million he has to give. Oh, too much, I'm giving 2.5 million. Our Shaykh Jazahullah said, say, don't look at what's going, see what's left behind. 97.5 million, then your heart will come back on its place. With the 2.5 million, your heart is going out. 2.5 million, I must give zakat, my money. And it's not only going, but it's in the process, it's purifying that 97.5 million. It's putting barakat in that 97.5 million. It's putting security and protection in the 97.5 million. So if you spend the 2.5%, what is it? So little. Just like that, the zakat of the body must be given. Just make the Ramzan properly, your eating habits outwardly, and see what a healthy body you will have. And then give the zakat of the ibadat of Allah, and see spiritually what your Ramzan will give you. So just put in this little effort, and see how much you're going to get in return. You'll have no other voice, words coming out, but shukr of Allah. And then we will know what it is to be a Muslim, what it is to be a mu'min. What is the Quran Sharif? What is Durood Sharif? What is Tawbah and Istighfar? What great treasures Allah has given us. Allah let us all benefit fully from this month. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.